Dodger Station in town is owned by the Dodgers, so they're never going to tell you the truth about anything, but we're going to.
Yeah, it's yeah, I know how they feel because I'm in that boat with the Lakers.
Yeah, you are.
But today, today obviously to face the music on the Dodgers, and they can't tell the truth.
Yes.
So we will.
Yep.
At least I will. I don't know if you will get off your stubborn high horse.
Wait a minute. If I still believe it, does that not make me speaking the truth?
No, it makes you stupid. Because if you're going to argue that Kenley Jansen should remain as the closer unchallenged and just keep trotting him out there like they did again last night, you're not paying attention. You're putting your feelings for Kenley Jansen ahead of the betterment of the team.
No,
first of all, I don't even know if you feel that way. How do you feel after he did it again?
Well, first of all, he got completely rooked in that game. He got completely rooked. I mean, he had the third out twice. The runner at second base was out, number one.
There's so much to talk about in this game. Do you want to go in chronological order?
Go in chronological order. Dodgers lead 3-1 going to the top of the ninth. Great 7 1/3 innings for Walker Buehler.
He was unbelievable.
Clean 2/3 of an inning for Blake Treinen. Kenley gets out there in the ninth inning. Strikes out Mike Yastrzemski. Gives up a single. Too soon. gives up a single to Wilmer Flores, then strikes out Corey Dickerson. Two outs. Gave up the double to Donovan Solano.
Now, wait a minute. Also, after he got the two outs, he was down to the last pitch, I think, five times.
Donovan Solano.
Right. Well, no, with everybody. He was one pitch away from winning the game five times.
Right. So Donovan Solano doubles, runners at second and first and third. Jason Vossler walks to load the bases. Second and third. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Kenley makes some key pitches. He forced Tyra Estrada into a ground ball to short. Should be a routine out. Runner at second should have been out by fielder's choice, but instead, even after a review, they couldn't get that right.
All right, so let's talk about that first.
Okay.
I've had it with review. I think it just slows down the game.
Yep.
It gets everything wrong.
Yes.
This is a classic example. But Mace, I've watched that play 30 times. All right?
Yep.
You have to, in that situation, stick with the call on the field because
Amen.
There was not irrefutable evidence that that call was wrong.
Right.
If you're telling me he was safe by a nanosecond, I'll live with it if they would have called him safe.
On the field, in other words.
But you cannot. The purpose of replay in every sport is clear. If there's irrefutable evidence that the call is wrong, then you reverse it. Explain to me how that was irrefutable evidence.
Yeah, I mean, that thing is bang, bang, one way or the other.
I would argue 30 times.
Right. I would argue out, but the call on the field, you're right, John, should trump everything.
Right.
I could argue
safe and you could argue out, but what we can't argue is that he was called out on the field, and by rule, that's not irrefutable evidence.
Right.
It's just so freaking frustrating. That call can't be changed on that replay. You just can't.
So that play should end the game.
Now, let me add one element to it, because I thought Jerry Hairston after the game made a really good point. Hairston, who played in the league for a long time.
Played at Dodgers.
Sheldon Noisy, who was playing second at that time, should have stretched. We weren't going for a double play. All right? Noisy just caught the ball like it was a regular shortstop to second base exchange. If he sticks his arm out and stretches, the game's over. I mean, then it becomes then you get him by, you know, the replay becomes more clear. And Hairston says that's a play that you learn as a major leaguer pretty early in spring training. He said it was a mental mistake that Noisy should, you know what I'm talking about, right? Stick his arm out like a first baseman does.
Correct. Well, the other thing, John, is the runner got a big secondary lead.
Right.
So the runner got a big secondary lead, making it easier for him to get to second or quicker route to second base. But
okay,
I mean,
so we both agree at that point the game should be over.
The game should be over. Okay.
Right.
Then Darren Ruff steps up. So Darren Ruff, Kenley looks really good at this point. Without question, on a 3-2 count, Darren Ruff goes around. Without question, he goes around. That should be a swinging strikeout.
They appeal to the first base umpire.
Yep.
The first base umpire says he didn't, and Dave Roberts goes ballistic and gets thrown out.
So
now,
why can't that be reviewed?
That was where I was going. Let me get back to this. I'm against replay, all right? I want to get rid of it. I think they keep screwing it up. But if you're going to have it, why isn't anything in the ninth inning with the game on the line reviewable? What is the point of having it and stopping the game for the play at second base when that was irrefutable evidence?
Right.
That was – there's no one that's going to look at that and say Ruff didn't go around. Umpires –
it's so clear he went around.
Umpires miss calls. We all know what happens. That guy missed the call. But why do we have to live with that? We had to live with the call at second because of replay. Why can't replay swing back around in this case? What's
so that
the point
was
of
the
having
second,
it not reviewable?
That was the third out for the second time for Kenley.
Right.
Again, getting out of it. Again, getting out of it. Then it got out of hand. But realistically, there were two third outs recorded in that inning. And I would say the umpires totally rooked Kenley Jansen. We won that game twice, and they didn't get it right.
Okay.
So I am not going to place the blame on this on Kenley Jansen. He should have been out of the inning twice.
All right. I think you're being a Kenley Jansen apologist, and here's why. He shouldn't have still been in the game. Explain this to me.
Okay.
And I know you say that everybody's got their roles and they got to stay in their roles. All right.
Yeah.
Blake Treinen threw seven pitches.
Correct.
Seven. Why can't he come and had no issues? Why can't he come out and pitch the ninth, especially when our closer is struggling?
Because Kenley Jansen, you immediately have got to rebuild his confidence.
But okay, so
you've got to, and the best way to do that: 2-run lead in the ninth inning, and he got out of it twice. Best way to build his confidence is by getting him back out on the mound.
Well, what about what we talked about yesterday? You, and by the way, the phones are open for this. 877-710-ESPN. We want to hear what you guys think. 877-710-3776. So first of all, my first argument is Blake Treinen should have come out and started the ninth because he only threw seven pitches in the eighth, especially because we were playing the Giants.
Right.
Now, even though he didn't, and this is my main point of the whole day, why do we need to leave Kenley Jansen in the game when he lets runners on base? I know how that movie ends. He either has it or he doesn't. Last night, when he loaded the bases, get him out! Mace, he's allowed
seven. The side was out, John.
Mace.
You're going to pull him after a bad call at second base? You're going to pull him after a check swing strikeout? You're going to pull him in those situations?
Of course.
It was a ground ball to short and a strikeout. He actually should have struck out the side. That would have been striking out the side. There was no reason to pull him at that point.
Wait a minute. The minute you get more than one runner on base, I would have pulled him. The bases were loaded.
Who
when
do you go
happened.
To? Phil Bickford?
Bickford got you out of it. And by the way, you're not following my argument. I never would have put Jansen in. I would have had Treinen out there.
That's where you're completely wrong.
All right, let me ask you this. Jansen has allowed, in his last inning pitched, 7 runs, 7 hits, and 4 walks. That you can't get worse than that. Seven runs, 7 hits, and 4 walks. Mace, why can't we take him out when he's allowed 3 runs, 3 hits, and 1 walk? Why do we have to stick for 7, 7, and 4?
Why do the
it's
Dodgers?
It's insane.
Why do the? I would argue that one of the reasons why the Dodgers have got 59 wins is because Kenley Jansen has been so good. Kenley Jansen in the month of June did not allow a run. You need to get Kenley Jansen right, because here's your dominoes argument, right? So let's say you make Blake Treinen the closer.
I would have last night because the series was that important.
But you are in favor of Kenley Jansen being removed from the closer role.
For now.
Don't think Kenley Jansen's a closer anymore.
For now.
Okay. So who's your setup guy? If Blake Treinen is your closer, who's your setup guy?
Whoever you want. Alexander, Bickford, whoever you want. Last night, we didn't need Mace. You're skipping a major point in my argument. Last night, we didn't need a setup guy. Blake Treinen threw seven pitches.
But you're in favor of removing Kenley from the closer role, and what I'm saying is you're creating a domino situation where the guys you've got are Joe Kelly, Jimmy Scherfee, Garrett Clevenger, James Pazos, and Alex Vesia.
Mace.
Who is going to set up for Blake Treinen if he's in the closer role?
Mace, you're missing the point. Last night, you didn't need a setup guy. I'm only winning the game in front of me. I want to play the – we're playing the Giants for first place. Blake Treinen threw seven pitches. He can throw more than seven pitches.
Marathon,
Jansen should not have been in the game.
This team will not get through the finish line without Kenley Jansen as closer.
I don't care about the finish line. I care about last night.
I care about the finish line. It's a 162-game season.
That we just lost three of to the team we're chasing.
It's not the NFL.
Win the game against the Giants. If you want to mess around tonight against Colorado, who has the worst record in the major leagues on the road, then you can go ahead and get
Kenley. Wait a minute. You're in favor of putting Kenley Jansen in tonight?
I am.
He won't be, actually.
You're right. No, we can yell at each other until we're blue in the face. Oral Hershiser said it after the game. They're gonna sit him for a few days.
Yeah, I mean, he will not pitch three. He has yet to pitch three games in a row this year.
Okay,
so that's what you can't do. So he's not going to be in that role tonight. By the way, Blake Treinen has thrown 2 days in a row. He may not be available tonight either.
Let's go, Joe Kelly. Mates, that whole list of guys you just read, every name on it would have been better than leaving Jansen in the game last night once
you loaded
the bases.
You want Jimmy Scherfee?
Any of them.
You want Jimmy Scherfee on that wall? You want Garrett Clevenger on that wall?
Lieutenant Weinberg!
They really are so thin in the bullpen.
Not when my man Andrew Friedman starts bringing in the arms, because that's what's happening now, baby. We're getting somebody in the next 7 days.
So let's listen to, after the game, Dave Roberts talk to the media. And the first thing he talked about was what he said to the team after the game.
Nothing. There's a lot of people that are really pissed off, and I'm leading the way. You know, we should have won that game, and it's a game that we really wanted, we had, and we didn't.
Yeah, damn effing right, man. We had that game, and the ref screwed us twice. Now, will he consider a change at the closer role?
No, he'll be off tomorrow, but like I said, DG, I thought, you know, that play at second base, if we stretch... he's out. The game's over.
He was out anyway.
The check swing, the game's over. And I don't think we're having this conversation. You know, he was going to be down tomorrow regardless. And so, you know, so I'm not reconsidering his role.
Until we trade for Craig Kimbrell on Saturday.
Nor should he consider. Is Saturday the trade deadline?
No, it's a week from today.
Week from today. Yeah. I mean, I still think they need to add a starting pitcher at the trade deadline. You think they need to add Craig Kimbrell.
Either.
I think
because
they need
like
a starter.
Because like you say, there's a trickle-down effect. By the way, I thought Rich Hill would have been good for us. He just got traded to the Mets about an hour ago.
He was all right. I mean, yeah.
But I mean, for what we're doing?
Yeah, you're right. He would have been a good arm to plug in. He's not having a good year.
But he knows,
an arm to plug
in. He knows the room. He
knows
you
the
know.
Dodgers, yeah. The problem is the Dodgers have got too many pitchers who just go four or five innings. I mean, Tony Gonsolin, David Price, those are like four or five inning guys. Then you're burning through bullpen. Yeah, I'm not against adding depth to the bullpen. I don't believe that Kenley Jansen is going to be removed from the closer role, nor should he. Last night should have been his 22nd
I don't
save.
Think you understand the pit in the stomach of Dodger fans when he comes in from the bullpen. We've all seen this movie, and we know how it ends. He either has it or he doesn't. You don't need to leave him out there to give up seven runs.
He got the out!
Seven
they just
hits
didn't call
and four
him.
Walks. What about all the other hits he gave up? All the walks he gave up?
He got the outs, and they didn't count them.
Mace, did someone else give up those seven runs, seven hits, and four walks?
He should have been out
would've
of the
should've.
Inning.
I want the win. I don't
would've,
care about should've, the
coulda.
Long game.
You just complained about the two calls. You're
but you
actually
can't do anything once they make them.
You are alibiing for Kenley Jansen by acknowledging that the game should have been over.
First
at that
of all,
point.
I would have pitched Treinen. Second of all, once Jansen started to struggle, once and I don't disagree with you that they got screwed on both calls. You're right. The guy was out at second base. The guy went around. I mean, only a moron would say otherwise.
At what point do you pull him? Okay, at what point
minute,
do you pull him?
The minute he let two guys on base.
Strikes out Yastrzemski.
I know how
single
this movie ends. I'm out.
Struck out Corey Dickerson. Double to center field. Runners
there, double
second
out.
And third. Right there?
Done.
He's gone.
Yep.
So you're going to bring in.
Bickford came in through one pitch and ended the inning.
You're going to throw Phil Bickford
Phil
in a situation
Bickford, baby, the accountant.
Where it's second and
Come
third.
Come on, Phil.
Yeah,
Phil with the long hair. Let's go. Mace, he either...
Kenley did what he needed to. He forced a ground ball to short. Then he struck out Darren Ruff. What else can the guy do?
Did someone else give up the seven runs, seven hits, and four walks?
They should have
those numbers.
Based
seven,
on those,
seven, and four.
I would argue that those are imaginary unearned runs. Imaginary unearned runs. Wait a minute. Jorge, you were watching this game. What do you think?
I was. I'm with John. Everything John says is exactly what I was thinking, man.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, dude, read my text from last night. Read my text from last night.
I don't read texts from last night. I was so blasted last night.
He was so out of it by the time that game ended, Jorge, that he didn't – the full gravity of this did not hit Mason until he woke up this morning.
You want to know the truth of it? The truth of it is, so the game's on last night, and I was hammered. I was absolutely blitzed, and I'm asleep, right? I'm asleep, and the game is on, and Juan rolls over, looks at me, and says, "You ought to wake up for this," and so I woke up for the Kenley Jansen inning.
I don't think that was a very nice assist from Juan last night.
No, actually, I could have lived without seeing that.
Right. I'm not sure that helped you in life.
Most frustrating inning of all time.
So listen, we know you guys want to react to this, so get on the phones. 877-710-ESPN. Obviously, I'm tending to overreact. Mason is all as well. Remain calm.
Well, wait a minute. Some would say I'm taking the controversial position.
Well, you're taking the wrong position. If you
want
to call it controversial.
I would call it controversial because everybody else is wrong.
He never should have been in the game, Mace. He never it drives me insane.
The guy got
the
save
twice. The guy in the eighth inning threw seven.
Guy should get credited for two saves.
Blake
one Greinen on the ground ball
millions
the second,
of dollars
and one on the strikeout.
Seven pitches does not tire you out. We didn't need Kenley Jansen last night.
All right, so there you have it. 877-710-ESPN. We'll get some of your phone calls in here coming up. Mason, Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I love Judy Gold. That story is completely untrue.
Yeah, that was your lie of the day.
It plays in hot rotation now here on the show. Judy's one of the best comics there is. All right, so unleash the dogs. Everybody's after Kenley today. I'm just looking at the bank of phone calls. I'm like, I think I'm going to die on this hill alone, Sean.
Not necessarily. I don't want to get rid of Kenley Jansen. I think he's valuable, but I just last night it was very easy not to use him when Blake Treinen was going in the eighth inning. Here is Mike in Fountain Valley to lead things off. Hey, Mike, you're on 710 ESPN.
Hi, John. This is actually Eric in Fountain Valley.
Hi, Eric. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I've been called worse. I referee basketball. Trust me, I've been called worse.
Okay, so a little background here, Mace. Eric is our listener. He's been a listener to our show for years who beat cancer. He had a very...
Oh, that's right.
He had a very bad case. And Eric, how long have you been cancer-free now?
May 20, 2019. Today is actually 2 years since my last chemo session.
Awesome. So,
congratulations,
and it got me, Kenley,
Mike.
Here's what all Kenley right. got me. Here's the thing. We're all talking about the check swing with Kenley.
Yeah,
I love the Dodgers, but that 2-0 pitch that was a good distance outside and was called strike one. If that's properly called, it's 3-0, and we never get to the check swing point.
Right? They missed the umpires. The umpires did not have a good night, Eric.
What about the ground ball to shortstop?
Oh yeah, Eric. Do you agree with me that you can't change the call in the field on a play that close?
Well, Chris Taylor has to charge that. Look, I love the Dodgers, and you know, Major League Baseball has Angel Hernandez and Joe West. I thought he was safe. I hate to say it, but here's the one thing. Dear Abby always asked this question when somebody would say, hey, my, you know, are you better off with him or without him? And I think the Dodgers are better off without him because let's go back 7-9 months ago, game 6 of the World Series. Come the ninth inning, Julio Urias is out there the 7th, 8th inning. I hate speaking for people. I know every single Dodger fan out there was like, no, please no. Leave Kenley in the bullpen.
Yeah.
As of Saturday, Eric, he had converted 21 of 23 save opportunities.
Okay, and I'm glad you mentioned that, Mason. Go back and look at all the bottom feeders he did that to. The Pittsburghs, the Arizona, Miami. And
well, you can only do it against
you got to play against whoever they're playing, Eric.
I'll just leave it as this. If the game's on the line, Dodger fans, do you want him in? And by the way,
yes.
Remember, guys, Brewster Gratterall. Yeah. How about Brewster Gratterall?
Let me just tell you about, first
Eric,
of all, Brewster Gratterall.
By the way, Eric, thank you for calling. I'm glad you're healthy.
Thanks. He's down. He's down on the farm. Thanks, Eric. Brusdar Granderola is down on the farm. The couple of times he's pitched for them, he's been awful. So he's not really an option at all.
Here's Tony in Torrance. Hey, Tony, you're on 710 ESPN. What do you think? Oh, Tony dropped. Let's go to John in Palm Desert. Hey, John.
Guys, first time, long time. Steve, you got to take off the glasses. Take off the Jansen glasses, brother. Please. It's killing the Dodgers, man.
So what would you have done last night?
Look, once all those things happened, I mean, it's got to be in his head. You know, it's all up in Jansen's head. The error.
Oh, the booing from the night
ball,
before.
The bad call. Everything fell apart for him. So you got to just get him out of there and go to somebody fresh. Go to somebody different. Just change
Phil Bickford,
the narrative.
That's who
you guys
Phil
always
Bickford.
Talk about that.
Garrett Clevenger. You want to go
give
to.
Give me PB.
You want to go
Bickford.
To Billy Scherfy?
Give me the Scherf.
Give me the Scherf.
Thanks. Go ahead, John.
No, I was just going to say, you brought somebody in, he threw one pitch, you're out of the inning. You just change it, man. You got to get that guy out of there. You're talking about his confidence. His confidence is dwindling the longer you leave him in there, and it's all falling apart.
Hey, John, thank you for the phone call. Hey, Mace, let's go to Gilbert. He was at the game.
Oh, good.
Hey, Gilbert, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hey, guys, thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I was at the game yesterday, and he was definitely safe at second. I watched the replay and everything. The guy next to me and I even said, yeah, he was definitely safe. We're all Dodger fans. I was so annoyed by those Giants fans last night.
Wait a minute, Gilbert, I watched that play a bunch of times. You would have reversed the call in the field. That's my argument. He may have been safe, but I didn't think that was.
He was definitely safe, but okay. McKinstry should have stretched out for that.
Well, it wasn't McKinstry. Yeah, it was Sheldon Noisy.
He should have stretched out. It's bottom line, that's what should have happened. And then Blake Treinen should have stayed in for more than those seven pitches, man. He just blew the save, and we really got to do something with Jansen, man. There's something going on with his head, like the last guy said. It's a game of momentum, and I think after that double yesterday, everything completely turned around.
I'm with Gilbert. I would have yanked him after that double.
I got a question for Gilbert. So I was there the night before. I was there, Wednesday night for the game. You were there.
But did you really stay?
I did. To see the save get blown. So here's my question to you. Now, when I was there, he got booed even coming into the game. Was that the case last night?
No. So my buddy and I, we stood up and cheered for him. The whole stadium was pretty good about it. Everybody was cheering for him, and it was a pretty good vibe for him. So I think it's at this point, it's in his head. Yeah. And I was with you yesterday. I want to stay on. I want to stay on Jansen, but after yesterday, you kind of see something going on with him.
All right, thanks,
Gilbert.
He'll
get the save on Saturday.
Maybe they may put him back out there just to save his head. Here's Robert in Long Beach. Hey, Robert, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hey, guys. You know, I love that Dave Roberts gives guys the leash that he does for them to regain their confidence. But last night was not the night. Not when you blow two saves in a row against your divisional rival, who, by the way, is real. I wanted to say that the Giants were a fluke and they were going to fizzle out, but we're 95 games in. These guys are legit. And if you want to give the guy get his confidence back, do it against the Rockies, not the Giants.
Amen.
He's got to get him out of there. He made a bad choice. I love Dave Roberts. They hired him. He developed all these great young players because he's so patient, but he misplaced that patience last night, and you can't give up games like this where we're in the horn the home not in the home stretch, but I mean the Giants are legit. We got to take it more seriously than we did last night.
Don't agree with you. I don't know where the Dodgers would be without Kenley Jansen. They don't have another clear closer. They
where
don't
were they
have
without Kenley Jansen in the World Series last year?
Kenley Jansen, the whole point of it, John, and we've talked about this now, is that that's why you add a starter so you can move Arias.
Okay,
into
let's
the
talk
bullpen.
About let's take a few more calls and talk about that coming. Let's roll with this for a minute because I think a lot of people are passionate about it. 877-710 ESPN. 877-710-3776. Mason would like to stick with Kenley Jansen, let him work through the trouble he's having. I think you desperately need a plan B and an option to go to when he starts putting runners on base like he did last night.
Day off today. Back on Saturday to get the save. That's how I'm going to roll.
He's going to take a day off today, but the Dodgers play the Rockies tonight.
Correct. But he's not going to pitch 3 days in a row.
No.
All right, we'll get some of your phone calls coming up. At some point here, we'll spin the wheel of questions, too. And, Jesse, you're going to do Radio Tinder today?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I am all ready for it.
Jesse's filling in for Lindsay. Lindsay's off today, so Jesse gets his first spin at Radio Tinder. Jesse's actually the producer of the show today and doing a hell of a job so far. Nothing's been effed up, man. Good job.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Now the next thing that's going to happen is something's going to mess up.
Jinx them, man.
All right, Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, got a little bit of breaking news here. The Dodgers, according to Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic, are interested in and working towards acquiring Ian Kennedy from the Texas Rangers. Kennedy is thrown out of the bullpen for them this year. He's thrown 31 and a third innings for Texas with 15 saves and an ERA of 2.59. So Ian Kennedy is on the Dodgers.
Here's what I like about this. Well, there's a couple things I like about it. Southern California guy. So I'm sure he grew up a Dodger fan, would love to pitch from the Dodgers. And Mace, a former, for most of his career, starter. So in essence, you get kind of a guy who can fill either role. If you needed a spot start, you could throw him in there.
Yep.
As you say, this year they've been using him as a reliever. He kind of fits both your plan and my plan.
Yes.
Like, and so I would, you know, why not?
It makes sense. 15 saves, he gives you help in the bullpen. Breaking news on 710 ESPN, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit SoCalOilChange.com to find a location near you and to download up to $15 in coupons.
Okay, right. So let's go to Jimmy on line one. Hey, Jimmy, you're on 710 ESPN. What do you think the Dodgers should do with Kenley Jansen?
Well, Mason, I love you.
Thank
but
you.
I really
stop
think,
right there.
He can't really do consecutive games anymore. I really think it started, which I think a lot of people think as well, game two against the Astros after that blown save. It just seems like even though he has a lot of saves this year, he just can't do he can't bring up three batters, bring them down. And it just seems like he can't do it for consecutive games. So I just think we got to find another option, and Andrew Friedman's been known to make moves. And like you guys said, Kennedy seems like a good option as well. So hopefully there's a little bit more out there.
All right. Thanks, Jimmy.
All right. Thanks, man. Yeah, boy, people have sailed on Kenley. That's it. I mean, we should be fair. People sailed on Kenley last year, too.
Right.
When you laughed at me when I said he's going to save 35 games
sure
this
did.
Year. And I still think he's going to save 35 games.
I thought.
And you'll laugh at me again.
No, I thought that he would be out of this role by now. I thought that this story would have been, you know, kind of resolved.
So people sailed on Kenley technically last year.
Some people, the year before. Did.
That guy was citing 2017 as when Kenley lost it.
Let's go to Darren in Ventura. Hey, Darren, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hey, John. Hey,
hi, Darren.
Steve. Hey. First of all, Kenley's fine. He's fine. You know, who are you going to replace him with? He's good to go. But Dave Roberts said in his press conference there, we wouldn't be discussing this if it wasn't for a little bit of a stretch and the bad call at first. You could tell Dave Roberts that we wouldn't be discussing this if he hadn't yanked out Buehler to begin with.
Okay, now hold
Buehler
on.
Didn't want
Darren, Darren, I don't disagree with you. I tend to always go this way. But Buehler, think about the Dodgers pitching staff. Buehler was, Mace, I think he was at 100 pitches, wasn't
he? Yeah, he was at 7 1/3 innings, and he was at 100 pitches.
So if you do that, Darren, you're taxing the one starter you desperately need. We don't know. We're assuming Trevor Bauer's done. We know Dustin May's done for the year, and we don't know how much we can count on Kershaw. You really want to let Buehler throw 120 pitches?
John? You're playing both sides now. Did you not say let's win the game in front of us and forget
right,
about the finish line?
Right, John. But you're flipping it
no,
around.
No, but Darren, what's wrong with this plan? Let Buehler go to 100 pitches, bring in Blake Treinen to pitch in eighth, And if he doesn't have any bumps in the road, which he didn't, he got out of the eighth in seven
two-thirds
pitches,
of an inning with a strikeout.
With seven pitches. Leave him in. Why do we need to go to Kenley at that point? Can't I have it both ways?
No. How about leave Buehler in, who they weren't touching at all? You saw the look on Buehler's face. He didn't want to come out. He should have told Dave to get back in the dugout.
Yeah. Boy, I disagree with you on this one. I mean, I think that especially given the shambles of a rotation that we're running with right now, the last thing we can afford is to lose Buehler because of overwork.
Yeah, I would not have let Buehler go much more than 100 pitches.
Yeah, he threw 99 pitches.
But I think Trinan looked great, and they should have stuck with him, and they didn't. And then everything went sideways. You know,
and after the trade deadline, which is a week from today, who knows what the roster is going to look like. There are a number of ways to address the pitching staff. I still believe that after all is said and done, when we get into a save opportunity on Saturday or Sunday against Colorado, it will be Kenley again.
I hope not. Here is Trish in Camarillo.
Hey, Trish.
Hey, Trish, you're on 710 ESPN.
Hello from Camarillo.
Hi,
hey,
Trish.
Trish, I got a question for you. We get so many calls from Camarillo. It really is amazing. Do we have like a huge following up there?
Apparently you do. There's only 68,000 of us, so. Yeah,
I love Camarillo.
I love the Camarillians.
Like downtown today, Trish, it's probably like 86 degrees. And Camarillo, what do you got, about 75?
Yep.
With the breeze, it's awesome.
Nice.
All right, so what do you think of what's going on with Kenley?
So, Kenley, I have two words about Kenley, and it's Pedro Baez. Do you remember Pedro Baez?
Of course. Had a great year for us last year.
Flashbacks to when Dave Roberts would keep using Pedro Baez, even though he would come in high-leverage situations and blow the game.
Mace, I do think, to Trish's point, I do think once he gave up that double, why are we sticking with him at that point?
I just want to point out, Pedro Baez has a terrible reputation. Over his 7 years with the Dodgers, he had a 3.03 ERA. Pedro Baez was not as bad as you remember him.
Well, but wait a minute. Trish's point was that in high leverage situations, he tended to wet the bed, which is true.
We only use him in high leverage situations. Wow. He was our high leverage guy.
No, Bob Kenley was your high leverage guy.
No, Kenley's your closer. High leverage guys, we're talking about the seventh and eighth inning. We're talking about the guys you use to get to Kenley.
Trish, are you still there?
As long as it's not Joe Kelly, don't put him in with the bases loaded.
Trish, would you have been okay if they would have trotted Trinan out there from the ninth?
Yes. I was saying the same thing to TV that you were saying. Leave Trinan in. Don't put Jansen in. What are you guys doing?
Yeah, it was so frustrating. There was about seven times in that game where I
I've done exactly the same move. I would have made exact – now, with hindsight, obviously I would have done something different. But in that moment – I was completely content. I even said yesterday, watch, Kenley's going to get the save tonight. And I would argue he did get the save twice, once on the runner at second base and once on the check swing. Don't buzz me. Don't buzz me.
Yeah, it was. We'll do one more. Paul in L.A. Hey, Paul, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
How you guys doing today?
Good.
Great, man.
I was watching the game last night with my wife and I said, as soon as they brought Jansen in, I said, uh-oh, here we go. Now, let me ask you guys this.
Okay.
How do you think Urias and Buehler feel the last two games they've thrown seven innings of dominant baseball?
Yeah.
Weren't being touched. You bring in Trinan. The first night, he throws nine pitches, gets three outs. Last night, seven pitches, three outs in the eighth inning. Okay. What more does he have to do to let Roberts know, I'm ready to step up and be that closer that will get it done? Why not drop Kenley down and let him pitch the seventh and eighth innings?
Now, you don't think he can make that adjustment, right?
I just don't think he's that guy. I mean, you know what Kenley's thing is? It's seeing a lead, trotting out of the bullpen dramatically, and being really fired up to get the last three outs. He's not a seventh inning guy. Like, do you want Who do you want to come into the game? Here's the question. Who do you want to come into the game in the seventh inning with runners on first and second? Do you want Kenley? Is that where you want Kenley Jansen?
No.
Okay. Then who do you want in that role? Blake Treinen is the guy. Blake Treinen is your best setup guy.
Yeah, but I just don't think you can put the – I mean, here. Wow, look at this. A tweet from corporate Greg Bergman.
Oh, wow.
He says, here's the question. Do you feel good with him coming out in a playoff game? They didn't last year. If you don't, then what are we doing? Get a closer, Kimbrel, or maybe move Treinen, and put Kenley in as a spot reliever. If you do, leave him out there, keep throwing him out, and watch the world burn.
Oh, I'll tell you what the world burning is. It's when Greg Bergman sends out his schedule, then sends out another schedule, then sends out a third schedule.
I'm still waiting for the schedule. I now ignore
his first three drafts because I know by about the fourth one, he'll apologize for the first three and get it right.
You know what I had to do? I had to block corporate Greg. He's blocked. I don't get his emails anymore. I'm tired of getting his schedules.
No!
Yeah.
Keep throwing him and watch the world burn. That's a little bit of hyperbole.
No,
there,
it's not. What Bergman. Was that last night? That was a full five-alarm blaze.
That was the umpires effing us over.
I don't know who's
twice. Not once, twice.
All right, we'll circle back to this later, but it is so frustrating to lose 3 of 4 to the Giants when you're basically tied with them at the top.
Hey, at 2 o'clock, we're going to spin the wheel of questions. In the meantime, guess we haven't talked to him in a long time. From the Toluca Lake Times and the Whittier Herald Journal and all those papers that are part of the Southern California News Group, Bill Plunkett, who covers the team closely.
Is he coming up next?
He's coming up next.
I have
many
questions for Bill.
Yeah, me too. We'll talk about some of these real options, some of the decisions made last night, and what he expects going forward. That's coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, so talking about Kenley, and last night he got rooked out of a save because of two bad calls.
Yeah, he didn't do anything wrong at all.
Dave Roberts says he's sticking with Kenley as the closer. He's not going to pitch three games in a row, so he's off tonight and then is available for the weekend. And joining us right now, you read him in the Toluca Lake Times, in the Whittier Bugle, in the Camarillo Daily News.
None of those are actual papers. I read him in both the Register and the Daily News last week.
Bill Plunkett joins us, who covers the Dodgers as closely as anybody. Bill, thanks for coming on. What are you doing, man?
Not doing much right now. I mean, I'm staying away from Twitter because my fingers get singed if I touch anything with Twitter right now.
Yeah, the word Kenley has got to be buzzing and buzzing and buzzing. What did you think of what went down last night?
I think it was an example of a couple things, and the first is give the Giants credit, finally, please. Somebody.
Do we have to?
Somebody on MLB. Yes, you do. They're doing all the little things that the Dodgers say they need to do. Play at second base, Vossler hustle. He didn't
Oh, by the way, Bill,
Get two wet, sloppy kisses from the umpires last night?
Let's take them one at a time. You mentioned the play at second base, Bill. I watched that over and over again. I didn't think there was enough evidence to overturn the call in the field. Had they called him safe, I would have said the same thing. But they called him out. Did you think there was enough evidence to overturn that call?
Oh, yeah. He was clearly safe.
Okay.
Yeah. He beat the throw. I mean, no question about it.
Is it fair to criticize Noisy for not stretching, or is that kind of a reach?
Yeah, it's a kind of a reach.
pun intended.
I mean, he should have been more aggressive, and that's the little thing. He didn't play it out. He just assumed that, we get to force the games over. He didn't play it out with aggressiveness.
So the check swing, though, no disputing the check swing. That was a strikeout, right?
Yeah, that was a terrible call. But so was strike one during the at-bat, if you were following it.
Yeah. Yep.
Kenley fell behind 2-0. He should have been 3-0.
Yeah, Joe Davis on TV referred to that as a gift from above.
Yeah.
Hey, so, Bill, is there any talk of – I hate replay. I just think it doesn't work most of the time, and I'd love to get rid of it in all sports. But as long as it's around, why wouldn't that be a reviewable play? They appealed it to first base.
First of all, you have to accurately and specifically define what constitutes a swing. And baseball never has.
But he broke his wrists. Isn't that kind of what it is? When you
break,
you turn
your
wrist a little bit?
That's not the rule.
Oral talked about this.
Yeah.
It's like in the NFL. What's a catch?
Yeah, but Bill, the argument I would have made is that his bat went across the plate. That wouldn't get it done.
Again, and he broke his wrist.
That's not in the rule. The rule is so vague. There is not a specific thing that you can look to. I mean, you can review a play at second base. Did he touch the base? Did he touch the base before the ball arrived? Those are very specific things.
But with the swing is too vague.
Let me put it this way, Bill.
Did he have the intent of swinging? And, you know, it's very vague.
If there was a review, it would have been overturned, right? It would have been called a strikeout.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. All you had to do was look at it.
So, Bill, let me ask you this. I've been arguing all day that, and maybe I just don't want to accept what modern baseball has become. But to me, just looking at it with common sense.
That's a whole different argument
there. So here's where I'm going with it. Common sense told me Blake Treinen threw 7 pitches in the 8th inning and didn't have any problems. It seems to me when I grew up, they would have trotted that guy out there to pitch the 9th, the guy who pitched the 8th in 7 pitches. Is it unrealistic
for
me
to
say?
Yeah, they don't do that anymore.
Why?
Blake Treinen will go 1+. I mean, he'll come in to clean something up, get an out, and then come back for the next inning.
Yep.
But he's not going to go 2 innings, because if you burn him for 2 innings every time, then you're not going to have him as often. And what happens if there's trouble tomorrow, you know, or trouble tonight? They can go to him. He's only thrown, I think it was 9 pitches the night before.
Yeah.
So it's there is a thing with some pitchers about going back out. If they finish off an inning, when they go back out, stuff is not as good, whether it's mental, whether it's physical. The 1+ is something that they don't like to do with high leverage relievers.
So, yeah, this is what I've been trying to go through with John. Treinen is unbelievably valuable, because when there are 2 runners on in the 7th inning, he's the guy you put on the mound. He's like your high leverage, as you said, cleanup guy that you need. Kenley Jansen's coming in, generally speaking, with a clean inning. I would argue that it's tougher to be Blake Treinen than it is to be Kenley Jansen. It's tougher to come in when there are runners on than when you've got a clean inning.
It's tougher to find someone who can be effective in that role.
Yes.
All right. So,
which is why it's the trickle down. If you, Kenley has been terrible. He was, good in the first half, but it was never going to last because his walk rate is too high. He's not the same guy he was 4 years ago. So you move him out of the closer role. You put Blake Treinen in the closer role. You have just weakened your bullpen overall. You solved one problem, but you've created others.
Who do you want in the seventh inning with 2 runners on? Phil Bickford or Garrett Clevenger?
Exactly.
Those just aren't the guys.
Yeah. Joe Kelly or Joseph Kelly, whichever one shows up from night to night. And then where do you use Kenley? I mean, he's lost to you. He's just dead weight. Like he was in the World Series last year.
Once they
decided he wasn't closing, he was just a spectator out there in the bullpen.
Bill, Ken Rosenthal has connected the Dodgers and Ian Kennedy of the Rangers. Kennedy's a Southern California guy. What if that were to happen? He's been in the bullpen for the Rangers. He's been a starter in the past. What role would you envision him having with the Dodgers?
Well, I imagine he'd probably, if he's been pitching out of the bullpen, he's probably not stretched out to be a starter.
Right.
I still think starter is the number one thing that the Dodgers need and are looking for. I don't see Ian Kennedy as a solution either way. But if
I think he's an arm in the a live arm in the bullpen. He's had 15 saves this year, so he gives you potentially in that cleanup role. Or I guess if Kenley completely implodes, you've got a guy with closer experience. What starters do you think are real? Is Max Scherzer real? Is Kyle Gibson from Texas real? Who are the guys that are actually that Andrew Friedman is going to look at between now and the trade deadline 1 week from today?
Yeah, that's a good question. I haven't been able to pin that down yet. No, I don't think Max Scherzer moves. I do think the Rangers want to move Kyle Gibson, but I think they want a big score to do it. I think Danny Duffy was on their radar until he had another flare-up of his arm issues. I think Charlie Morton in Atlanta is someone that they would really, really like to get.
He's been throwing. I'd love to see him throw against the Astros. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I don't think the Braves are ready to go fire sale. So I think that's there's a handful of teams out there that are kind of in that mid-range, not sure type thing where you would have to overwhelm them with an offer. And, you know, Morton's not signed beyond this year, so I don't see that being, you know, somebody that the Dodgers are going to go, you know, put a big offer out there
right,
for.
But
those are the kind of people. And he's a guy with a lot of playoff experience, too, which I think they would value.
Bill, what's wrong with Cody Bellinger?
Oh, please.
What's
I'm
wrong
working
with him?
On a story for Monday's off day, so wait until Monday and
well,
read.
Can you give us any sort of
preview your story and we'll tell everybody to go.
You're a terrible guest if you know information and you're not giving it to us.
Well, you don't pay me for this information.
No,
you know,
but we can help each other here. We can help each other here. What questions will you answer in the story?
Here's three things. First of all, he had the shoulder surgery last November. That is still more of an issue than anyone realizes. He's lost strength because he couldn't work out the same during the off season. His swing has evolved. I don't even think evolved is a good word. His swing has changed since the 2019 season, and he's struggling to get back to a comfortable, productive swing. He hasn't got there yet. Sitting out for 6 weeks with the leg injury this year didn't help. And I think he became enamored of the home run, let's say, and his swing has warped because of that. Dave Roberts had a phrase. He wants him to be a hit collector first. Just get hits and the slug will follow. So that's what they're trying to get him to. But, the artist formerly known as Cody Bellinger does not look like the same guy.
Formerly known as the 2018 MVP is left the building.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Bill, thanks a lot for coming on. We appreciate it. As always, great work. And we'll read that article when it comes out on Monday.
And I appreciate the fact that you came out to the park the other night and didn't stop by to say hi. I want to thank you for that.
I'm not a press guy. I don't hang out with you.
No, you're not.
Hey,
I am just a fan, right.
Bill.
Just a fan.
Hey, Bill.
Offering for you to hang out.
He probably wouldn't even acknowledge you. Do you have to wear a mask in the press box, even though it's open air?
This month with the LA County restrictions returning, we wear them in the press box in the common areas like the dining room and the back areas. But when we are sitting at our seats, don't have to. When we're on the field, the only way you get on the field is if you have a sticker showing you've been vaccinated.
Right.
So we don't have to wear them there.
Okay.
Got it.
All right.
Hey, Bill, great hearing from you. We'll do this again sometime soon. Okay.
Back to Lakers talk.
Amen. Back to Lakers talk. Yes.
All right, thanks, Bill. We haven't talked about the Lakers at all today.
Bill
is having
the impression that we are constant Lakers. I mean, we definitely talk about the Lakers, but it's not constant. All right, coming up next for you, the Wheel of Questions. A little bit late today. Wheel of Questions. Who knows what is going to come up? And by the way, Jesse is our producer. He's going to jump on the wheel too and answer the question. So he's filling in for Lindsay today, who's really pissed off about the Cleveland Indians' new nickname. All that's coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.